More than a dozen states have already passed laws to prevent local governments from banning the use of seeds that have been modified to produce high-yield crops. Peter Jenkins is with the Center for Food Safety. He says organic farmers worry that pollen from genetically altered plants could drift into their fields and contaminate their crops.
So local control is important to allow towns and counties to stake out particular areas that should be set aside for organic or for GMO crops in some cases. You know, you could have zoning or bans altogether.
Supporters of the legislation say there are other ways to protect organic crops from gene drift, including buffer zones and timed plantings. They say it should be up to the federal government to regulate the use of genetically modified seeds. For the GLRC, I'm Sarah Hewlett.